Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Thursday, the 1st of February 2024. Today's topic is Let the Idle Go Hungry. Our text today is taken from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verses 6 through 12. Verse 6. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Verse 9. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an ensample unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busy bodies. Verse 12. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work, and eat their own bread. Our memory verse today is taken from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 8. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Vladimir Lenin, one of the fathers of socialism in the collapsed Soviet Union, wrote in his book that, "He who does not work shall not eat." Though socialism vehemently opposed the Bible and the gospel preaching, it anchored its economic theory on God's principle of dignity of labor, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. God himself worked non-stop for 6 days to create the earth, and at the end of creation, God put man in the Garden of Eden and ordered him to dress it. There is no shortcut to good success. Labor is a price that we must pay for an enduring breakthrough. In a nutshell, Apostle Paul's message to Christians is that God detests laziness. A lazy person is not qualified to eat. Laziness is an invitation to hunger, poverty, and failure. Like Paul and his companions, Christian youths must not be idle. They must work hard to have a bright and secure future. School leavers should engage in godly ventures, while students must strive for excellence in their studies to come out with flying colors. Quote for the day. Students must strive for excellence. The challenge for today is labor is a key to a bright and secure future. Prayer. Holy Father, help me to labor to the point of success. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.